are here today with Senator Vincent Shaheen, who would like to be the next governor of the state of South Carolina. How you doing today, Vincent?
I'm doing great. We started out our day in Greenwood and now on the road heading over to Horry County.
Well, that's a short trip.
We are crisscrossing South Carolina every week and having an absolutely great time talking to people in the state about how we can change our government for the better. It's really exciting.
Well, what are you hearing from people?
I'm hearing that people are really ready for change. You know, they're tired of the lack of leadership. They're especially tired of the lack of accountability. I believe that they really want to see a governor who's engaged in the things that mean something, not just the political ideological talk. They want a governor who will support four-year-old kindergarten expansion so every kid has a chance to go to four-year-old kindergarten. You know what I hear? They want the basics fixed. They're tired of their roads falling apart, the bridges not being fixed. They want a governor who will pay attention to these things that really make a difference in the lives of South Carolinians.
Well, Vincent, you know, let's just take the roads for example. What, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and one of the best ways everybody thinks we could do it the quickest would just be to up the gas tax, you know, 5, 6, 7 cents. We're so cheap as it is on the taxes or our price on gasoline. What is your take on that?
Well, I think we need to actually broaden our options for funding our roads. Part of the problem is we've relied too heavily on the gas tax, and it declines as an income source over time because cars get more energy efficient, and in fact, some cars don't need gas at all. So we have to look at other funding sources to do that, and those things should include what other states do. It should include tolls where appropriate. It should include using excess revenue in the state budget where appropriate. It should include reevaluating the fees that we have, like our driver's license fees, the fees that trucks pay to use the highways. If we look at all those things, I think we can raise another $500 million to begin to fix these roads and bridges. The problem with our current governor is she won't put forth any plan, just like she hasn't put forth any plans in her first 3 years to help public education. I think what people are really desperate for out there is someone who will lead and begin to fix the problems of the state. And instead, over the last 3 years, we've seen things hurt our people coming from state government, like the hacking scandal that affected over 3.5 million of us,
sure.
Where the governor's Department of Revenue lost over 3.5 million records.
Sure.
Those are the types of things that should never happen in a state government.
Well, they didn't. They shouldn't. But they've been happening not only to state government, but even Target and some of these other businesses. It's going to become, I think, one of the biggest issues on how to keep information safe. And I think eventually we may even come to the fact that we can't, but can try.
You're right. And I think the biggest point is when these things do happen, how do we react, whether it's a government or a private business? And we know our government covered it up for 2 weeks. We know our government and Governor Haley has a report about what really happened that won't be released to the public. And I don't think that's the way we should operate. When bad things do happen, you need to have a government and a governor who is aggressively transparent and open and engaged with the public. And we're seeing the same thing in the Department of Social Services right now, where we've seen that numbers have been monkeyed with to try to show better results. And we know that in Richland County, as a result of that, we had a child's death where DSS was called 17 times and didn't react and didn't do anything. And unfortunately, the results were really horrible. So I think bad things will happen. The question is, do we have accountability and openness in our state government that will address them? And that's what's missing right now.
Well, Vincent, I think we could take that all the way to the federal government on transparency. We seem
Absolutely.
To have problems all the way down the line on that. But I would like to just go back to the roads, because you said something very interesting about charging fees. When we charge fees, are we putting it on the backs of South Carolinians? Or if we up the gas tax 5, 7, 8, 10 cents, something like that, are we putting it more on the tourists who come in and the people that are not actually living here in South Carolina but use our roads?
Well, I think it has to be a shared burden. I don't think those of us in South Carolina can shirk our obligation, but we also need to make sure that people who are using our roads from out of state pay their fair share as well. And that's why evaluating the truck's tax is important, or the truck fees are very important, because we have trucks coming in from all across the country is black.
Then that goes passed on right there to people on the goods and services that are being trucked across our states, aren't they?
Absolutely, and they might be going to Florida, they might be going to Georgia, they might be going to Maine, but it's at the end of the day, somebody's going to pay the bill. And the same is with tolling. If you go through most other states, I know West Virginia for sure, you'll see that to access some of the big improvements that are done on those roads, that people pay to do it. And I think that we need to do that. The problem with just increasing the gas tax and thinking that that'll solve the problem is that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we'll be having the same discussion as we see that declining revenue source over time that we've experienced over the last 20 years as well. So the gas tax is already funding a large portion of our road budget, but we have to have
not nearly enough.
Absolutely not. And that's why we have to have other revenue sources. But I'll tell you, there's also waste in that system. You know, I look at I-20, which is near my home of Camden, and what our current Department of Transportation is doing. They just spent $30 million on walls on the side of the interstate. I think we have to say what's more important, using that money to put pavement down in Greenwood or in Camden or in other parts of the state, or putting up these nice walls. Maybe later we do that, but I think right now with the state of our roads, we need to put every bit of our funds into the asphalt on the ground, and that's not been happening.
Well, if we don't do that, then the strides that have been made to bring businesses and such into our state and even our biggest tourist industry will start to suffer.
Absolutely. And it's something that, you know, listen, state government can't be everything to everybody and it can't do everything for everyone. But certainly if we have good leadership, we ought to find a way to be able to do the basics. And public education is a basic. Fixing our roads and bridges is a basic. Being open and accountable and honest is a basic, and we ought to expect those things. And when they don't happen, we ought to be angry, and we ought to make a change.
Well, what about since you are in the Senate right now, and I think the budget's been tossed over to you to take a look at? What do you think of the budget for this year? What are the big issues that you see as far as things that should be funded? I know you're talking about education, but maybe let's move on to something else. What other things in the budget bother you?
Well, I think that we're spending money on things we don't need to, and I will
such as
the Secretary of State's office. I think we ought to get rid of it. Such as the Comptroller General's office. I think we ought to get rid of it. And I believe that we need to focus those dollars on the things that really do matter. And here's a few ideas. I can't get away from education because it's so important, but we need to have 4-year-old kindergarten in every county in the state full day. Georgia has it. North Carolina has it.
We need to send our kids to school full day?
4-year-old kindergarten opportunities. No, not full day is your normal school work day or your normal school day. But right now, we don't have 4-year-old kindergarten for many of these counties. Georgia's had it for 20 years, and we know that's the best bang for your buck. And last year, we expanded it to 17 more counties, but we've got to have it across the state if we're going to compete with our neighbors. So I think that should be a priority. Our roads we just discussed should be a priority. And then we need to make sure that we take care of the other needs of the state. And I believe that those include taking care of, for example, the people who had their information hacked into from the hacking scandal. I think that includes taking care of the folks in Greenwood who were exposed to tuberculosis in
last
year.
You have a bill, I think, that Senator Nicholson introduced.
We do. I'm so thankful he has. And that will help make sure those things don't happen in the future. But right now, you know, I've met with parents up there. I've met with children up there. And what I always hear is there's a fear. And many people would like to have their kids tested who haven't been tested just to make sure. And that's a pretty... in the overall scheme of things, a pretty cheap way to give people peace of mind and make sure that the government's making up for things that perhaps it didn't do that it should have done.
Sure. Now, what about, video poker left? And that sure was a good way to raise a lot of dollars here, Vincent. And I remember you were a big proponent of that, weren't you?
No, I was against video poker.
You were?
Because it took dollars. It was highly addictive is the bottom line of that. I don't think we want something that's as addictive as that.
Well, what about
in the state?
What about medical marijuana then in all this discussion? How about, where do you fall on that?
So I don't believe we should legalize marijuana. I do believe that doctors should be able to prescribe medicines that are needed. I don't think that at this point anybody's shown me that marijuana is one of those that doctors think they need to prescribe. But I know that other states have legalized marijuana. I don't think we're going there in South Carolina. and I don't think should. I think we need to focus on the things, and I think we get distracted a lot of times by what, you know, the hot button issue nationally, and I know our governor likes to talk about national politics all the time. You know what? It might not be glamorous, but we need to fix our schools. We need to fix our roads and bridges. We need to make sure we have a government that is open, that is not hiding things, that is fully open when we have problems. Well, and we don't have that in South Carolina right now. And until we fix those basics, these other issues really aren't going to really be on the top of the agenda.
Well, Vincent, you know, I know you're talking about four-year-olds, but what do we do for that generation of young people who are graduating that can't read and grew up in just not able to read? They can't get a job, and then that becomes a burden not only to the state, but for our country.
That's a great point, because we really have to start early, but we also have to look at the end of education and see where these folks are going. And right now, as you know, lots of them drop out before they actually graduate. Over 30% of the kids drop out somewhere along the line, and we've got to do a better job of keeping them in school. I believe that means not just providing them with the expectations of going to higher ed and training for that, but linking them directly into our technical colleges and the businesses on a track that they would want, that can help them do those practical jobs that we know need to be done. You know what? You can get paid a lot of money being a plumber or an electrician or a bricklayer. And right now we offer little in that regard to promote that, and we've got to change that. I think the technical schools can be a key partner in that, but we also got to change that curriculum in high school so that we can get these kids and young people really into good paying jobs that are needed.
Absolutely. Now, Medicaid expansion. You believe in Medicaid expansion. Am I right on that?
I believe that we should accept our Medicaid money into South Carolina and use it here in our hospitals and doctors' offices. Right now, we're going to be sending over $1 billion of our federal tax dollars to states like New Jersey and New York and Virginia, where they are going to use those dollars to help working people. And I think we ought to help working people here in South Carolina, especially if it's going to be on my and your dime, which it is.
And what about personally? Have you signed up for the Affordable Care Act?
No. So I have not signed up for the Affordable Care Act. I'm on an employer plan. But you know what? Just like Nikki Haley, I am on the state health plan. And it seems to me that it is very hypocritical for her to keep our Medicaid money out of this state when she and I are on the state health plan.
So as that comes up, but what happens, what is it, 2 years or what? How many years do we get before the government bails out and then we have to cover it?
So right now the federal government pays 100%. But remember, the federal government is just our tax dollars.
They pay 100%. I remember that real well, Vincent.
I do too. I pay a lot of it. I'm sure you do. And we're sending those tax dollars to other states right now. But so after 3 years, the state would pay 10%. And the federal government would pay 90%. And I think at that point we have to evaluate it and say, hey, is this bringing more economic revenue into the state so we can afford that 10%, or should we stop it? And I am, as I have proven in the past, more than willing to stop programs if we need to because we can't afford it. So I think you have to reevaluate it. And that's what leadership is, right? It's saying what's the best for the people. And if you don't have the courage to accept your federal funding when it's in the best interest of the people, or to cut it off when it's not, then you're not really a leader.
Now, one more question.
Sure.
What about how the business climate and the unemployment figures going down? What do you say about how the businesses that have been brought into South Carolina and continue? I mean, just here in Greenwood, Colgate has made the decision to come. We've got a couple other hot things coming in. What do you say about what's been happening over the last few years as far as businesses coming to the state of South Carolina?
Oh, I think South Carolina is a great place for businesses to locate with a great business climate, and we've seen that for really since Fritz Hollings and for 30 or 40 years that businesses want to come here. Our problem is that we have seen declining incomes for our people. So even though we get many facilities in South Carolina, we also all know that many close down and leave. And the key problem for our state's economic development is that we have a 40-year-old model. We recruit businesses, but we don't grow businesses from within. We have got to have South Carolina-owned small businesses be more successful, because that's how you build wealth. And so for three solid years, our citizens have been declining in their income. And I believe the only way we're going to change that is if we promote small business growth, because small business creates wealth. That means we have to lower property taxes on commercial businesses. They have risen dramatically over the last few years, and we've got to change that, and the state government has to help do that, because the state government shifted the burden of school funding on the commercial property taxes. And we've also got to have that better educated, more entrepreneurial workforce that many other states have if we're going to be successful long term. So it's sad to see so many young people leave this state. They do, with only southeastern state that loses its young people on average. And it's been sad to see incomes decline. But I think we can turn it around. And so I'm excited about the changes that we can make.
Well, that sounds good. You know,
I'm
going to look forward to having you come sit down in my studio right here in Greenwood.
I can't wait to come. You're a great host, and I hope to see you soon. We're getting ready to hit the road again.
All right. Thank you so much, Vincent Shaheen. Good luck. Bye-bye.